Today we begin with two texts.
今日我哋会用两篇嘅经文嚟开始。
Our first text is taken from Gospel of John, chapter 10.
我哋第一篇嘅经文咧系取自约翰福音第十章。
Gospel of John, chapter 10, starting from verse 27 to 30.
约翰福音嘅第十章二十七至到三十节。
John chapter 10, verse 27. Jesus says, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give eternal life to them, and they shall never perish, and no one shall snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand.I and the Father are one.
约翰福音十章二十七至三十节，呢个系主耶稣讲嘅。我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我。我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。我父把羊赐给我，他比万有都大，谁也不能从我父手里把他们夺去。我与父原为一。
What important words from the mouth of Jesus, our Lord.
呢一番话咧系主耶稣口中所出一番非常重要嘅话。
Our second text of the day is taken from the book of Romans, chapter 10 also.
我哋第二篇嘅经文咧系喺罗马书，同样系十章。
Romans 10, verses 9 and 10.
罗马书嘅十章九至十节。
Verse 9.And if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Verse 10. For with the heart man believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation.
罗马书十章九至十节。你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。
Once saved, always saved is a popular doctrine in many churches.
在很多教会里面有一个非常普遍的教义，叫做一次得救，永远得救。
The majority of churches in England, more than half, believe in the doctrine "once saved, always saved."
其實喺英國裏面咧，大部分嘅教會，你可以話超過一半嘅教會咧，係相信呢個一次得救、永遠得救嘅教義。
The people who teach the doctrine claim that these two passages we just read prove that once a person is saved, he is always saved.
咁嗰啲教導或者提倡呢個教義嘅人咧，就宣稱頭先我哋所讀到嘅呢兩篇經文，就係證明咗當一個人係得救之後咧，佢永遠都係得救嘅。
Today we want to understand what once saved, always saved means。
今日咧，我哋就想去深入了解一次得救、永遠得救係咩意思。
And secondly, we want to understand whether once saved, always saved is a right interpretation of the Bible。
咁第二咧，我哋想去睇下個一次得救、永遠得救咁樣對聖經嘅理解咧，係咪正確嘅
？Or is it wrong？
定係係錯誤嘅咧
？There are many people who have written books on this doctrine。
咁有好多唔同嘅作者都寫咗關於呢個教義嘅書籍。
Today I've chosen just one among many。
咁今日我只係選咗其中一個作者嘅著作。
The title of this book is called Once Saved, Always Saved.
这本书的题目就是一次得救，永远得救。
And it's written by a respectable pastor in England.
是由一位英国很受尊重的一位牧师所写的。
The writer's name is R.T. Kendall.
这个作者就是叫做 R.T. Kendall.
To understand what it means to say Once Saved, Always Saved, I'd like to read to you Two quotations from this book.
咁我哋要去明白一次得救、永遠得救係講緊乜嘢咧？我今日選取咗其中書裡面嘅兩段話同大家分享。
I quote from pages 19 to 20.
咁我首先引用咗係喺第十九至到二十頁。
Quote: Whoever once truly believes that God raised Jesus from the dead and truly confesses that Jesus is the Lord will go to heaven when he dies, no matter what work or lack of work may accompany such faith.
任何一个真心相信神是叫耶稣从死里复活，亦都承认耶稣是主的人呢，当他死了之后就可以去到天堂了。咁无论佢嘅信心啊有冇任何嘅行为，或者佢嘅行为系点样都好。
And now page 47 of the same book。
咁而家我哋睇下同样喺呢本书嘅第47页。
Being saved is an irrevocable gift from God。
救恩或者得救啊，系神送出嘅礼物，绝唔会收翻嘅。
It is an unchangeable position。
呢个系神所赐嘅位置，系唔变嘅。
It cannot be changed in this life, not to mention in the age to come.
这个位置在今生不会改变，更加不用说是将要来的世代。
Now, this very popular doctrine claims to find support from Romans 10, verse 9 to 10.
这个很受欢迎的教义就宣称是有圣经的支持，就是在罗马书的10章9到10节。
If you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you will be saved.
你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
Once a person makes the decision to believe, then God has given the person guarantee of eternal life.
咁只要一个人曾经相信呢一切头先读讲到嘅嘢咧，咁神就保证佢会有呢个永生啦。
And that guarantee of eternal life will not be taken back。
呢个保障呢个永生，将来喺天堂有一个位置咧，呢一个咁保障呢定唔会收翻嘅。
Whether you can go to heaven or whether you'll be condemned to hell depends on only one thing。
咁究竟你系要去天堂定系去地狱咧？只系在乎一个条件啫。
Whether you believe that Jesus was raised from the dead and you confess him as Lord，
就系佢相唔相信耶稣系被神叫佢从死里复活，并且你口里承认佢系你嘅主。
No matter what work accompany such faith，
无论你点样样嘅行为都好。
This made me recall the story about my friend's father.
咁咧，呢个令我谂起我一位朋友嘅父亲。
Let me, for convenience, call this man Mr. Lee.
咁为咗方便起见，我就称呢位父亲咧李先生。
My friend is a Christian.
咁我嘅朋友系一位基督徒嚟嘅。
A long time ago, she invites her father to an evangelistic meeting.
咁喺好耐之前咧，我呢位朋友就邀请佢嘅爸爸参加一个大型嘅布道会。
After about an hour of preaching the gospel，
咁大概有一个钟头嘅正道嘅时间啦。
The preacher calls the crowd to accept Jesus as Savior。
咁呢位讲员咧就去呼召啦，大家去接受主耶稣为你嘅救主。
And ask those who are willing to stand up from their seat。
咁亦都邀请嗰啲愿意嘅人咧，企起身。
And then ask them to leave their seat and come forward to in front of the podium。
然后就请佢哋去行到嚟呢个台前。
And the preacher himself and a group of assistants would pray over each person。
咁呢位讲员佢自己同埋一啲帮手嘅人员咧，就逐个逐个为佢哋祷告啦。
And each person is told that God has accepted them。
而每一位聽到他們說神已經接納你了，
Eternal life is guaranteed，
你的永生已經是有保障有保證的，
Because you have made a response to the gospel，
因為你已經對福音作出這個回應。
On this basis you are now saved from hell，
在這個基礎上其實你現在已經被拯救脫離地獄。
You are now children of God，
你这一刻就成为神的儿女了，这么多的。
And then Mr. Lee goes home.
咁然后李先生就翻屋企啦。
The daughter feels very happy about her father.
咁个女当然好开心啦，佢爸爸做出嘅决定。
And when the weekend comes.
咁但系到咗周末嚟啦。
My friend asked father to go to church with her.
咁我呢位朋友就邀请佢嘅爸爸同佢一齐翻教会。
To her surprise and disappointment, the father just sits there and refuses to go.
但係令到我朋友好驚訝，亦都非常之失望嘅咧，就佢爸爸就繼續坐喺度，就拒絕跟佢翻教會。
Why that? Why?
咁點解咧？
The father doesn't say anything.
個爸爸就冇去解釋。
He simply wouldn't go to church.
佢就係唔想去教會咯。
One week passed.
一個禮拜過去。
One month passed.
一個月又過去。
One year passed.
一年都過去啦。
Mr. Li never goes to church.
李先生從來都冇去教會。
Would never consider receiving baptism in the church.
咁更加唔會考慮去接受洗禮啦。
Has Mr. Li confessed Jesus as Lord by walking to the front, do you think?
咁大家認為李先生當佢行去台前嘅時候，佢係咪已經去承認耶穌為佢嘅主咧？
We have no way to ascertain whether Mr. Li truly believes that God raised Jesus from the dead.
咁其實我哋並冇方法好肯定去證明究竟李先生係咪相信真心相信咧神叫耶穌從死裏復活嘅。
What we know for certain is that he goes to the front.
但我哋可以好肯定咁知道就係當時佢有行到去台前。
It's not an easy thing to stand up and admit that you're a sinner.
其實淨係要從你嘅座位起身去承認你係一個罪人咧，已經好唔簡單啦。
Although we don't follow this practice here in this church.
雖然我們教會就不會去有這樣的做法。
If at the end of this talk I ask you admit that you're a sinner to stand up, have you got the courage to do so?
如果假設在我講完這篇信息，我同樣是邀請大家去站起來去承認你是一個罪人，不知道你又會不會這樣做呢？
Would you?
你會不會這樣做？
If I ask further that you would come to the front and I'll pray for your eternal life, would you have the courage to come forward?
咁如果我再進一步邀請你啦，你可以嚟到台前，我為你去禱告，等你可以得到永生，你又會唔會有勇氣咁做咧
？Mr. Li did that.
李先生就有咁做啦。
On that basis, can we say that Mr. Li has been saved from hell?
咁喺呢個咁嘅基礎上，我哋可唔可以就話李先生已經係得救啦，佢唔會落地獄啦
？Is eternal life guaranteed for him then?
咁永生又係咪已經有保障咧？佢嘅永生係咪有保障
？But why doesn't Mr. Li attend the church？
咁但我哋要問啦，咁李先生又點解唔去教會咧
？But you have become a children of God。
你已經成為神嘅兒女啦。
Why don't you follow your daughter to go to church？
咁點解你唔跟你個女去教會咧
？What about baptism？
咁仲有洗禮又點咧
？What about the instruction from the Bible？
仲有聖經要俾我哋指引咧
？Now。I have no way to find out what Mr. Li thinks in his heart.
咁我就冇任何方法可以知道究竟李先生當時心裏面係點諗嘅。
But then, according to this doctrine,
但係最少根據呢一個咁嘅教義咧
，Whether or not Mr. Li is saved depends only on one thing, that is, he believes that God raised Jesus from the dead, and not receiving baptism or even attending church.
咁根據咁嘅教義咧，其實李先生是不是得救只是在于一样东西，就是他愿不愿意相信神是已经叫耶稣从死里复活了，那究竟他洗不洗礼其实是没关系的。
It has nothing to do with attending church, or has it?
那跟回不回教会又有没有关系呢？
Perhaps what Mr. Li thinks in his heart is this.
可能当时李先生他心里面是这样想的。
If I have done the only thing that is required of me, why should I attend church?
咁如果我都做咗唯一對我嘅要求，保證我有永生嘅呢個要求，咁我又點解要翻教會咧
？You know, it's not easy to stand up in front of people. You know,
大家都知道啦，要喺咁多人面前企起身係好唔容易。
I actually walk to the front in front of people.
我仲要喺咁多人面前行到去前面。
And I've received that prayer.
然後我接受咗嗰個禱告。
Will he be saved in the end if Mr. Li afterwards sins and stays in sin?
咁如果李先生喺咁样接受咗呢个祷告之后，佢就犯罪啦，并且继续停留喺佢嘅罪里面，最终佢会唔会得救咧
？This is a very sobering question to ask.
咁呢个系一个好叫我哋要去思考嘅一个问题。
Well, let me quote a third time from the same book.This time, pages 50 to 51.
咁而家让我再一次引用同一本书喺50至51页。
What if a person who was truly saved falls into sin, stays in sin, and is found in that very condition the moment he dies?
咁如果一個人佢曾經真係得救啦，但係佢又再次落入罪，並且繼續堅持喺罪裡面，喺死嗰一刻啊，都仍然係咁嘅狀況喺罪裡面，佢究竟會唔會得救咧
？Will he still go to heaven in that condition？
喺咁嘅情況下，佢仲可唔可以去天堂咧
？The answer is yes。
答案係肯定嘅。
If he was truly safe in the first place, yes。
如果佢當初咧係真正得救嘅咧，佢係會上天堂嘅。
But if he was not truly safe in the first place, then no。
咁但係如果佢當初其實唔係真正得救咧，咁佢就唔會上天堂噶啦。
If a person falls into sin 10 years later, and if he was truly saved, he will repent。
咁如果人喺信主之後10年之後啊，佢又犯罪。咁但係因為佢當初係真正信主咧，佢就會得救嘅，因為咧佢係會悔改嘅。
If the person does not eventually repent, it only shows that he was never truly saved in the first place。
咁但係如果呢個人到最終都唔悔改，咁只係證明咗咧佢當初並唔係真正得救嘅。
Now my knowledge of the story about Mr. Lee is limited。
咁我對於李先生佢嗰個經歷嘅故事，其實所知道嘅都有限嘅啫。
I have no way of telling whether Mr. Lee done something very wrong and sinful after that day。
咁我就唔清楚喺嗰日決志信主之後有冇去犯罪啦。
But suppose the person was truly safe in the first place and then sins and stays in sin, we have a problem in our hands。
咁但係我哋假設一個人信主得救之後啦，佢又去犯罪咯，仲要繼續喺個罪裡面，咁我哋就真係有問題啦。
What if 10 years later the same person repents? Does it show he was truly safe in the first place now?
咁如果10年之後這個人悔改，咁係咪就證明咗佢當初係真正得救嘅咧？
But suppose 10 more years later, the person falls into sin again and doesn't repent.
咁我哋又假設啦，再過咗10年，這個人又犯罪，而且唔願意悔改。
Does it show again he was not truly safe in his first place?
咁係咪就代表啊？而家又證明佢當初其實唔係真正得救嘅？
When would he know he was truly saved in the first place?
咁究竟呢個人點先可以知道咁當初係咪真正得救咧
？Would people have to wait till the person dies to know for sure?
咁唔通我哋就係要等到嗰個人死咗啦，我哋先可以好肯定咁知道
？I mean, if the person, when just before he dies, if he repents, then it shows all along he was truly saved, is it?
咁係咪就係話，當一個人啊，佢啱啱喺死之前咧，去悔改，咁就證明咧，其實佢一生人裡面佢真係得救嘅。
If before the moment he dies, he refuses to repent, then it shows that all along he was never truly saved。
咁但係又假設嗰個人喺臨死嗰時啊，唔願意去悔改啊，咁唔通咁又證明佢原來一路以嚟咧都唔係真正得救嘅
？This kind of logic simply won't work。
咁樣嘅邏輯咧，其實係咁樣其實係唔合乎邏輯嘅。
This kind of reasoning cannot be right, can it?
咁樣嘅推論應該係唔啱嘅，係咪啊
？This way, no one can have assurance that he is saved。
如果係咁樣去推論咧，咁其實冇人係能夠真正啊對自己嘅救恩係有確據嘅。
It is a very bad thing to live in constant uncertainty or fear。
咁要長期咁活喺呢種唔肯定或者恐懼裡面咧，係非常之唔好嘅。
It is important for believers to have the peace of God guarding their hearts and their minds。
咁其實對於信徒嚟講咧，好重要就係要有神嘅平安去保守佢嘅心懷意念。
How can you be sure？
咁你又點樣可以去肯定咧
？What does the Bible say？
聖經又係點講嘅咧？
Well, let us come back to Romans chapter 10 and verse 9 to 10.
咁我哋翻翻嚟罗马书十章九至十节。
The way one saved, always saved teachers interpret this text is like this.
咁一次得救，永远得救呢个教义系点样去解释呢段经文咧
？Any person can be saved if he does two things. Number one, truly believe from your heart that Jesus was raised from the dead. And two, confess with your mouth, that is in public, Jesus is Lord.
咁任何一個人咧都可以得救嘅，佢只係需要做兩樣嘢嘅啫。第一，佢要真正從心底裏面相信主耶穌已經從死裏復活。第二，叫口裏承認耶穌係主，意思即係話喺眾人面前去咁樣去承認啦。
We ask whether this is what this text says.
咁我哋就要問啦，呢個係咪就係呢段經文所要講嘅咧？
If a person walks to the front, does it mean he already confesses Jesus is Lord?
咁一個人咁樣行到嚟台前，係咪就代表佢係承認主耶穌係佢嘅主咧？
Although walking to the front in front of many people takes courage, what the Bible means by confessing Jesus as Lord is much more than that.
雖然要喺眾目睽睽之下咁樣行到嚟前面咧，真係要有好大嘅勇氣嘅。但係聖經入面啊，講到承認耶穌為你嘅主咧，佢嘅含義就遠遠超過頭先所講咁樣啦。
At an evangelistic meeting, the preacher normally says, Jesus died for your sins.
而主耶穌咧就為到你嘅罪而死。
The preacher would ask people to accept Jesus as Savior.
跟住嗰個講員就會邀請大家，你去接受主耶穌為你嘅救主啦。
What is being emphasized is the sacrificial death of our Lord Jesus.
佢哋所強調嘅咧就係耶穌呢個犧牲，佢為我哋死。
But what is emphasized here in the Bible is the resurrection of Jesus, not his death.
但係呢一段經文睇到入面嘅強調啊，卻係講緊復活呢方面啊，係神叫到耶穌從死裏復活。
What is emphasized, I repeat, is Jesus's resurrection, not his death.
所以我讓我重複一次，喺經文裡面所強調嘅咧係耶穌嘅復活，並唔係佢嘅死。
Why is the practice different from the Bible?
點解佢哋咁樣嘅做法係咧？點解佢哋嘅做法係同聖經係好唔同嘅咧
？Because it would be useless if Jesus has died and never risen from the dead.
因為如果耶穌只係死咗，但係都冇復活，咁對我哋就冇任何益處。
But if Jesus was raised from the dead, Jesus is alive today.
但係如果主耶穌係從死裏復活，即係證明主耶穌今日都仍然活著。
And God has appointed him Lord.
而神呢係立佢為主。
Jesus can only be Lord over all if he is alive today.
主耶穌啊，即係除非佢今日真係活著，佢先可以係主啦。
It's useless to believe in a dead Jesus.
如果佢相信一個已經死咗嘅耶穌，又有咩用咧
？And let Christianity not be built upon a dead Jesus.
但願基督教唔會係建基喺一個已經死咗嘅耶穌身上。
If the person only believes Jesus died for his sin, but not sure whether Jesus was raised from the dead, then what happens?
如果一個人淨係好深信耶穌係為佢嘅罪而死，但又唔係好肯定耶穌係咪復活，咁會有咩事發生呢
？To not believe in one's heart that Jesus is alive is not enough to be saved.
如果一個人唔係從心底裡面真正相信耶穌係活著嘅咧，咁其實佢係唔會得救嘅。
If the person says to himself, I believe, I truly believe, God raised Jesus from the dead, is he saved then?
咁但係又假設呢個人猛咁同自己講，我相信主耶穌係已經復活啦，咁係咪就代表呢個人得救咧
？No, we are people of this modern world, you know.
咁但係我哋都係現代人啦。
It's not easy for you, for me, to believe in the supernatural, is it?
對於我哋嚟講，要相信啲咁嘅超自然嘅事情係好難嘅。
Although to believe God has the power to do the supernatural is not easy, what the Bible means is much more than that.
咁雖然相信神有能力去行一啲我哋睇為超自然嘅嘢咧係唔容易，但其實聖經要講嘅咧仲遠遠超過咁樣。
When we read the Bible, it is very important to read its context.
當我哋去睇聖經嘅時候咧，非常重要就係要去明白佢嘅上文下理。
Verse 9 is a part, is an extension of something that goes before.
其實呢個第九節係上文嘅一個延伸嚟。咁第八節其實就係佢嘅上文啦。
Verse 8, but what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we are preaching.
羅馬書十章嘅第八節係點講咧？ 这道离你不远，正在你口里，在你心里，就是我们所传信主的道。
Do you see the word mouth and heart in verse 8?
你们见不见到第八节所讲的口和心呢？
Besides mouth and heart, we also see the word the word.
但除了口和心，我们都见到这里讲到主的道。
What does it mean?
那这个什么意思呢？
At least we now know why the writer mentioned the mouth and the heart in verse 9 and 10.
咁最少我哋就明白点解九至十节咧又会提到个口同埋个心啦。
Because the writer is thinking about verse 8.
因为其实作者啊，佢心里面系谂紧第八节入面嘅内容。
And what is the word in verse 8?
咁而第八節呢度講到主的道又係指乜嘢咧
？From verse 5 to verse 7, we know the answer.
從第五至到第七節咧，得到答案。
To save time, I only read in English.
咁為咗節省時間咧，我係會用英文讀出。
For Moses writes that the man who practices the righteousness which is based on law shall live by that righteousness, but the righteousness based on faith speak thus.Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is, to bring Christ down, or who will descend into the abyss, that is, to bring Christ up from the dead. What does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we are preaching. What the writer is saying is about what Moses has written for the Jews a long time ago.
咁其實作者喺呢度所講嘅係指到摩西喺好多年前已經寫咗俾猶太人嘅一番話。
And then from verse 5 to verse 8, a certain text from the Hebrew Bible, the Torah, is being quoted.
咁然後由第五至到第八節咧，其實係引用自《申命記》呢本書，就係喺希伯來聖經入面嘅摩西五經嘅部分。
So the Apostle Paul quotes from the Hebrew Bible to point out that Jesus.Is the fulfillment of that text.
咁所以保罗咧，其实系引用紧摩西五经嚟证明主耶稣就系呢一番话嘅一个应验。
God's word, God's message has come in the person of Jesus.
神嘅话、神嘅道咧，已经临到就系藉住主耶稣佢呢个人。
And therefore, to be saved, we must believe God raised Jesus from the dead and confess Jesus is Lord.
所以如果我哋想得救咧，我哋一定要相信神已经叫耶稣从死里复活，并且去承认主耶稣系我哋嘅主。
Well, to find out what the Bible really means by this, let's turn to the source, Deuteronomy chapter 30.
咁为咗明白呢段圣经究竟讲紧乜嘢，让我哋翻去呢段原话，就喺《申命记》第三十章。
Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 11 to 14.
在《申命記》的30章第11至到14節
The words of Moses to the people of Israel
就是摩西對以色列人所說的一番話
Verse 11 For this commandment which I command you today is not too difficult for you nor is it out of reach for you It is not in heaven that you should say Who will go up to heaven to get it down for us Make us hear it that we may observe it 13. Nor is it beyond the sea that you should say, Who will cross the sea for us to get it for us and make us hear it that we may observe it? 14. But the word of God is very near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may obey it.
申命记三十章十一至十四节我今日所吩咐你的诫命就是刚才讲到主的道啦，唔系你行难行嘅。也不是离你远的，不是在天上，使你找到藉口咁讲，谁替我们上天取下来，使我们听见可以遵行呢？也不是在海外，令到你有藉口咁话，谁替我哋过海取了来，使我们听见可以遵行呢？这话却离你甚近，就在你口中，在你心里，使你可以遵行。
Moses is speaking to the people as Yahweh's spokesperson.
咁喺呢度咧，摩西系代表紧亚维去同以色列人讲呢番话。
He's speaking to them about God's commandment, God's instruction and teachings。
佢就系同紧以色列人去讲到神嘅诫命， 佢一啲教訓指引。
Telling them that now they have been included in a covenant with God, how they should conduct themselves, how they should live.
就話俾佢聽咧，佢哋而家進入咗同神呢個永恆嘅約之後啊，佢哋應該點樣行事為人呢
？The point here is God's instruction has come to the people through Moses。
咁喺呢度要表達嘅咧，就係神嘅指引、神嘅教導係藉住摩西臨到呢班以色列人。
They can't say, "Well, we don't know what you want."
佢哋唔可以話：，哎，我哋唔知神你嘅要求係乜嘢。
There is no excuse。
係唔會有藉口嘅。
Let us continue to read verse 15 to verse 20, a very important passage.
咁我哋继续去睇第十五至到二十节一段非常重要嘅经文。
15, see, I have set before you today life and prosperity and death and adversity.
看啊，我今日将生与福、死与祸陈明在你面前。
In that I command you today to love Yahweh your God, to walk in his ways, to keep his commandments, his statutes and judgments, that you may live and multiply, and that Yahweh your God may bless you in the land where you are entering to possess.
16節，吩咐你愛Yahweh你嘅神，遵行他的道，緊守他的戒命、律例、典章，使你可以存活，人數增多。Yahweh你神就必在你所要進去得為業的地上賜福與你。
17. But if your heart turns away, and you will not obey, but are drawn away, and worship other gods, and serve them, I declare to you today that you shall surely perish.You shall not prolong your days in the land where you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess.
十七節，倘若你心裏偏離，不肯聽從，卻被勾引去敬拜侍奉別神，我今日明明告訴你們，你們必要滅亡。在你過約旦河進去得為業的地上，你的日子必不長久。
19 and 20.I call heaven and I call earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. So choose life in order that you may live, you and your descendants, by loving Yahweh your God, by obeying his voice, and by holding fast to him.For this is your life and your length of your days, that you may live in the land which Yahweh swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to give them.
19至20節，我今日呼天喚地向你作見證，我將生死禍福陳明在你面前，所以你要揀選生命，使你和你的後裔都得存活。請愛Yahweh你的神。聽從他的話，專靠他，因為他是你的生命，你的日子長久也在乎他。這樣你就可以在耶和華向你列祖亞伯拉罕、以撒、雅各起誓應許所賜的地上居住。
There are two situations, two outcomes.
呢度睇到有兩個情況，兩種嘅結果。
Life or death.
生或者死。
Blessing or curse.
福或者咒詛。
Success or adversity?
是成功或者是困难。
God's requirement for salvation is explained very clearly here.
神对于救恩的条件的解释是很清楚地在这段经文解释。
To love Yahweh our God with our heart, with our soul and mind.
就是要尽你的一切，尽心、尽性、尽意地去爱神。
To obey what he says.And to hold fast, to cleave to our God.
去遵行祂的話，去緊緊地捉緊祂，專靠祂。
Verse 17 and 18 says,
第17至18節咁講，
If the people of God turn away, the hearts being drawn away, they shall surely perish.
如果祂的子民去轉離，祂的心偏離了祂，不肯去聽祂，那祂們是必要滅亡的。
What solemn words!
是几咁严肃嘅一番话咧
？What great promises！
但系亦都系几咁丰富嘅应许喺度。
Well, let us return to the book of Romans, chapter 10.
咁我哋而家翻翻去罗马书嘅十章。
What is the point, Apostle Paul, quoting Deuteronomy chapter 30?
咁究竟 使徒保罗去引用《申命记》三十章系有咩意思咧
？The writer wants to tell us that someone greater than Moses has already come。
保罗呢位作者系要话俾我哋听，有一位比摩西啊更加大嘅已经嚟咗啦。
Jesus Christ is Yahweh God's appointed Lord。
主耶稣基督就系亚维所立定嘅主。
If Moses has brought words of God to Israel, Jesus has brought Yahweh's final word for Israel and for mankind.
如果摩西啊都可以将神嘅话语带俾以色列民，主耶稣系将亚维俾人类最后嘅呢番话、呢番指引、教诲去。
There are two situations, two outcomes.
咁你睇到有两个情况，两个嘅后果。
Blessing or curse.
祝福或者咒诅。
Life or death.
生或者死。
In order to have God's blessing of salvation, the writer says one must believe from the heart that Jesus was raised from the dead and confess publicly Jesus is Lord.
如果你想得到神呢个救恩嘅祝福，作者话俾你听，你必须从心底里面去相信啊，神系叫耶稣从死里复活，同埋要喺众人面前承认耶稣系你嘅主。
But what does this mean?
但究竟呢番话系咩意思咧
？You see.The words we read from verse 9 and 10, we observe these words are in a condensed manner, very terse.
我哋喺罗马书十章九至十节睇到嘅呢番话咧，系非常之精炼嘅。
Not much explanation or elaboration of details are given here.
喺呢一度咧，作者就冇详细咁去解释呢番话系咩意思。
When there is no elaboration on something important, it shows the writer has already explained himself earlier on.
咁如果作者并冇任何更多嘅解释咧，咁我哋知道作者梗系喺第二度已经解释咗啦。
Here we see the importance of searching for the context to read the Bible.
咁呢度我哋再一次睇到咧，当我哋睇圣经嘅时候，系必须要去睇清楚上下文。
To determine the correct meaning of a certain text, the whole book, the whole document must be read.
要好清楚咁判断一段经文嘅意思，咁其实全本书啊呢个上下文你都需要去了解。
To take a text out of context leads to error.
如果你断章取义。咁一定會帶嚟一啲嘅謬誤嘅。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 6。
可以一齊翻去前幾章嘅第六章。
We'll read verse 4。
羅馬書六章第四節。
Therefore, we have been buried with him, that is Jesus, through baptism into death, in order that, as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father.So too, we might walk in newness of life.
所以我们藉着洗礼归入死，和他就是指到耶稣基督一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督藉住父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
Didn't I just tell you? What the writer does not elaborate or explain in chapter 10, he explains here in chapter 6.
我頭先唔係啱啱同大家講過咩？咁作者喺第十章並冇過多嘅解釋咧，其實因為佢喺第六章呢度已經好清楚咁去。
It has to do with baptism。
係同浸禮有關嘅。
It has to do with what will happen to the person when he is truly ready for baptism。
亦都係同一個人當佢真正準備好去接受洗禮咧，呢一方面係有關嘅。
If baptism is true, the person will be made a new person by God。
如果佢嘅洗禮啊係真嘅。真正有效嘅咧，咁佢一定会成为一个新造嘅人。
But there is a condition, requirement.
但系咧系有一个条，有一个要求。
Let's read verse 5.
咁我哋一齐睇第五节。
For if we have become united with Jesus in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall be also be in the likeness of his resurrection.
我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
In order for baptism to be powerful and meaningful, in order a person will be made a new person by God,
如果洗礼啊系要有能力有效嘅，如果一个人要能够成为神里面一个新造嘅人咧
，there is a requirement. The person must become united with Jesus.
有一个条件，呢个人咧首先要同主耶稣去联合
，firmly connected to Jesus.
是跟主耶稣紧紧的相连
in the likeness of his death. And that is Paul's language of describing repentance.
去仿效佢嘅死，其实呢个就系保罗啊，佢用嘅语言啊，去指导一个人去悔改。
Deciding to die to one's old life of sin.
就系向旧嘅呢个有罪嘅生命去死去。
Well, the requirement is explained further in verse 10 and 11.
咁呢個要求咧喺第十至十一節咧就有更詳細嘅解釋。
Let's read 10 and 11。
喺第十至十一節。
For the death that Jesus died, he died to sin once for all. But the life that Jesus lives, he lives to God. Even so, consider yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to God inside Christ Jesus.
他就是指到耶稣啦，他死是向罪死了，只有一次；他活是向着神活着。这样你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。
In order to become united with Jesus, a person must commit himself to live all his life for God, as Jesus did.
咁一個人咧，要能夠同主耶穌基督聯合咧，佢要將佢嘅生命交託俾神，一生都係向神而活，正如耶穌基督佢一生都係向神而活。
Step by step, we are slowly coming to understand what it means to believe God raised Jesus from the dead and to confess Him is Lord.
咁我哋慢慢咁一步一步開始明白，究竟乜嘢係代表我哋？從心底裡接受耶穌基督咧，係從死裡復活，同埋去承認佢係我哋嘅主。
What the Apostle Paul writes here is nothing different from what we just read in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30. To love Yahweh your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your energy.
其實保羅喺呢度寫嘅嘢咧，係同《生命記》入面所講嘅係一模一樣嘅，就係要去盡心、盡性、盡力咁樣去愛Yahweh你嘅神。
To obey His voice, holding fast to Him all our lives.
聽從佢嘅聲音、佢嘅話，一生去專靠佢，緊緊嘅依靠佢。
And then read on to verse 12 and 13.
咁如果你仲有時間繼續去睇到十二至十三節咧
，such a person would offer his whole life as an offering to God。
咁樣嘅一個人，佢會將佢整個生命獻出，好似一個祭物咁俾神。
If the person is really raised from the dead like Jesus，
如果呢個人真係好似耶穌基督一樣啊，從死裡復活嘅話
，Let me just read to you in English 12 and 13。
咁我用英文同大家讀第十二至十三節。
And therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body that you should obey its lusts. And do not go on presenting your members of your body to sin as instruments of unrighteousness. But present yourselves to God as those alive from the dead, and your members of the body as instruments of righteousness for God. Let me summarize.To believe God raised Jesus from the dead and to confess Jesus as Lord means this.
让我去总结一下。我们相信神叫耶稣基督从死里复活和口里面承认耶稣是主呢其实是这样的意思。
We must believe Jesus is alive today.
首先我们一定要相信主耶稣今天是活着的。
Yahweh God has appointed Jesus Lord over all, over me.
神已经立主耶稣为主，是万物的主，也是我自己生命的主。
To confess him as Lord involves repentance, baptism, commitment to obey Jesus' teachings, and a decision to offer your whole life to God joyfully.
承认耶稣是我的主，其实包含了首先要去悔改的洗礼。跟随耶稣基督的教训，同埋一生都是很喜乐地去将整个生命献给神。
This is what confessing Jesus as Lord means.
这个才是口里承认耶稣是主的真正的意思。
I've got only a few minutes before I close.
在距离我们结束今天信息只剩下几分钟。
I began today's talk from John chapter 10. I must come back to it before we close.
我今天開始的時候是用了《約翰福音》第十章這段經文，我也想在結束的時候再一次回到這段經文。
John chapter 10, verses 27 to 30.
約翰福音十章二十七至三十節。
Jesus says, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give eternal life to them. They shall never perish, and no one shall snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. The way teachers of one saved, always saved, understand this important text is like this.
相信一次得救、永遠得救的教師是怎樣去解釋這段經文呢?
Eternal life is a gift from God. Once the gift is given, God will never take it back.
永生是神給人的一份禮物。一旦這份禮物送出了，神是絕對不會收回的。
Anyone who has received the guarantee from God will not lose that guarantee. People who truly have received eternal life will never, finally, eternally lose it again.
咁任何一個已經接受咗呢份從神嚟嘅呢個永生嘅保障咧，係永遠都唔會失去。真正接受咗呢個永生嘅禮物嘅人咧，係永遠都唔會再一次丟失呢份禮物嘅。
I have due respect for my fellow ministers, fellow pastors. Compared to them, I am but an insignificant preacher of the Bible. But I must say that this is a mistaken assumption that we must avoid.
我當然其實係從心裏都敬重每一位牧者啦。咁同佢哋相比，我只係一個無名嘅一位傳講神話語嘅人。但是呢，我都要很清楚地告訴大家，剛才這樣的一段解釋是一個錯誤的假定來的。
From the first page to the last page of the Bible, we know God's gift of eternal life and God's protection is not unconditional. Man has our responsibility to fulfill.
我們從聖經的第一頁一直到最後一頁都可以看到，神給人永生的禮物同埋保護啊，絕對唔係無條件嘅。人都有佢該盡嘅責任。
A correct reading of this text should be like this.
要去一個正確咁去理解呢段經文咧，應該係咁樣。
What Jesus is emphasizing here is God's promise, the promise of precious eternal life.
主耶穌喺呢度強調嘅咧係神寶貴嘅永生嘅應許。
The promise of God's protection once eternal life is given.
亦都係神俾人一個好寶貴嘅保護啊！一旦佢已經將永生賜俾我哋
，God and Jesus will protect His people to the end。
神同埋主耶穌都會去盡心咁去保護佢嘅子民。
They are most powerful. They are most determined to protect.
佢哋係滿有能力、最有能力。佢哋亦都係決心要去保護我哋。
God our Father and Jesus our Lord are dependable. They can be trusted totally.
神，我哋嘅天父同埋主耶稣，我哋嘅主咧，系好值得信赖嘅。我哋可以完全嘅信靠依赖佢。
But there is a condition, there is a requirement to be protected.
但系要得到呢份保护咧，都有条件要求。
No external forces can snatch God's children from His hands.
其实呢段经文讲到嘅咧，系冇任何外界嘅能力、外界嘅因素啊，可以将我哋从神嘅手里面夺去。
But we ourselves, being free, can choose to remain or to leave God's hand.
但系我哋作为有自由意志嘅人啊，系有权去选择想留喺神保护里面咧，定系我哋要去离开佢嘅保护。
God's hand, so to speak, is not a clenched fist that one cannot escape from it. This will be go against the basic character of God.
呢度讲到嘅神嘅手，并唔系冇任何人可以逃脱嘅。如果系咁样去理解咧，就完全同神嘅性情系违反嘅。
To have God's protection and eternal life, there is responsibility to fulfill.
咁要得到神呢份保护，得到呢份永生咧，其实都有我哋人要尽嘅责任嘅。
That's why you cannot read verse 28 and 29 without reading 27.
所以咧，我哋唔可以净系去读28、29节，又唔去睇上文27节嘅。
Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me."
主耶稣呢度就讲到啦，我嘅羊咧系会听我嘅声音，而且佢哋会跟从我嘅。
And let's turn quickly to John chapter 15.To save time, I ask Grace to read verse 1 to verse 6.
咁我哋而家又好快翻到約翰福音十五章啦。咁為咗節省時間咧，我會Grace 會用中文去讀嘅，第一至到六節。 十五章一至六节，我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了，你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。枝子若不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。常在我里面的，我也常在他里面，这人就多结果子。因为离了我，你们就不能作什么。人若不常在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来应在火里烧了。
The people of God must remain in Jesus, firmly connected to Jesus.
神的子民一定要在主耶稣里面，即是要保持一份和耶稣基督很紧密的联系。
If we don't, we will dry up, and there will come a day God will throw us away and burnt.
如果我哋唔咁样做咧，我哋一定会枯干。有一日咧，神就要将我哋抌埋一边，而且咧系要被烧毁。
Mark the words of Jesus.
大家请留心主耶稣呢番话。
Without turning to your Bible to save time, let me and Grace read to you from Romans chapter 8.
为咗节省时间咧，大家唔需要翻开。我们会为大家读出罗马书第八章。
What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who is against us?
既是这样，还有什么说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能敌挡我们呢？
God who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how will God not also with him freely give us everything?
神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
Who can separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, or peril, or sword?
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身露体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？
In all these things, we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us.
然而，靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
Because I am convinced that neither death,nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor any depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is found in Christ Jesus our Lord.
因为我深信，无论是死，是生，是天使，是掌权。无论是死是生是天使是掌权的是有能的是现在的事是将来的事是高处的是低处的是别的受造之物都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的
No external factors, no external forces can snatch us out of the hand of God and out of Jesus.
冇任何外界外嚟嘅力量或者因素咧，可以将我哋从神或者主耶稣基督嘅手中夺去。
Except ourselves，
除咗我哋自己。
This long list of dangers does not include ourselves。
我哋头先啱啱读完咁长嘅一啲唔同嘅危险啊，并冇包括我哋自己个人嘅固执。
Let us turn to the book of Jude。
我哋最后翻去犹大书。
Right in front of the book of Revelation, this is the book of Jude.
就是在启示录的前一本。
The book of Jude, verse 20 to 21.
犹大书第二十至廿一节。
But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting anxiously for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ.Unto eternal life.
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告，保守自己，常在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。
And finally, verse 24.
最后在24节。
Now to God, who is able to keep you from stumbling and to make you stand in the presence of his glory, blameless and with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory, majesty, and authority before all time and now and forever.
24節，神能保守你們不失腳，叫你們無瑕無疵，歡歡喜喜站在他榮耀之前。
25
咁第25節就咁講，願榮耀、威嚴、能力、權柄，因我哋嘅主耶穌基督歸於他，從萬古以前並現今，直到永永遠遠。阿門。
How can a person be sure he is saved? Is it once saved, always saved? What does the Scripture say?
咁一個人究竟點樣可以好肯定佢係得救嘅咧？係咪真係一次得救，永遠得救咧？究竟聖經又點講咧
？The Bible says you can be sure you are saved if God's Spirit Himself tells you you are。
聖經話俾我哋聽，如果聖靈嘅親自話俾你聽，你係得救，你可以好肯定你係得救嘅。
That's the only assurance you would need. That's the best certainty you can have.
这个就是你唯一需要的一个确据，这个也是最好的你能够有的一份确据。
You know you are saved when God's Spirit tells you in your heart that you are.
当圣灵告诉你的心知道你是得救的话，那 你就很清楚你是得救。
At that moment, you will know such peace, such quiet assurance that God and Jesus love you, God approves of you.
在这样的时候，你内心会有这份平安，很安静但是很确实的知道，知道神和耶稣都是深爱着你的。
All this will happen when you do your part. Remain firmly connected to Jesus, the foundation.
这一切呢是必然会发生的，只要你愿意做好你的部分。就是你自己需要紧紧的和主耶稣相连，主耶稣就是我们最稳固的根基。
And God's Spirit will let you know.
而神的灵一定会让你知道。
In other words, if you do your part, God and Jesus will keep you strong to the end.
换言之，如果你做好你的部分，神和主耶稣一定会保守你去坚持到底。
If you keep yourself in their love, they will keep you strong to the very end.
如果你保守自己在神和主耶稣的爱里面，那神和主耶稣一定都会保守你一路去坚强直到最后。
Isn't this what we read in Jude?
这个正不是我们刚刚在犹大书所读到的吗？
20. Build yourself up in the faith.
在二十节讲到，你要在至圣的真道上造就自己。
How can a person be built up in the faith if he doesn't even attend church?
如果一个人要在真道上造就自己，去建立他这个生命，他不去教会又怎么可能呢？
Praying in the Holy Spirit all the time.
这里也讲到要常常在圣灵里面祷告。
Keep yourselves in God's love, in the love of Jesus, waiting for the appearing of Jesus Christ. 24. If you do this, God is able to keep you safe right to the end.
21節講到保守自己常在神的愛中，仰望主耶穌基督的憐憫直到永遠。24節就告訴我們聽了，如果你願意這樣做，神是絕對能夠保守你不失腳，一路直到最後的。
On that day when Jesus appears from heaven in the glory of God, our Father, we will have such great joy and celebration.
在那一天，当耶稣要在神的荣耀里面再临的时候，我们一定会是欢欢喜喜的去迎接。
It's been a long lesson today.
今天是一个比较长的一个信息。
But it will take time to explain something correctly.
但是当我们要去很清晰地去解明一些重要的事情，都是需要时间的。
And on such a big issue, we must take time to present the evidence.
还有这个都是一个很重要的一个题目，我们也需要花时间去将一切证据给大家看清楚。
I ask Grace to conclude in prayer.
现在我们可以一起祷告。